The Lives of Bees, The Untold Story of the Honey Bee in the Wild. By Thomas D. Seeley. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Lives of Bees, The Untold Story of the Honey Bee in the Wild by Thomas D. Seeley is a book that explores the fascinating world of honey bees and their behavior in nature. It provides an in-depth look at how these insects live, interact with each other, and survive in their natural environment. Through his research, Seeley reveals many interesting facts about bee colonies and how they are organized into complex societies. Seeley begins by discussing the history of beekeeping and its importance to human society throughout time. He then goes on to explain why honey bees have been so successful as a species over millions of years despite facing numerous threats from predators, parasites, diseases, and environmental changes. He also examines various aspects of bee biology such as anatomy, physiology, communication systems, foraging strategies, mating habits, social organization structures within colonies. In addition to providing detailed information about honey bees' lives in nature, including their remarkable ability to find food sources even when far away from home, the author also discusses some potential problems that could threaten them if not addressed soon enough. These include colony collapse disorder, CCD, pesticide use near hives or nesting sites, climate change, habitat destruction, competition with other pollinators, disease transmission between wild populations and managed hives, genetic diversity loss due to selective breeding practices used by commercial beekeepers. Finally, Seeley offers practical advice on how people can help protect wild honeybee populations through conservation efforts such as creating more suitable habitats for them or avoiding certain pesticides which may be harmful to them. This book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about this amazing insect species. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Honey bees are social insects that live in colonies. Honey bees are highly social insects that live in colonies and cooperate to survive and thrive. They have evolved a complex system of communication and division of labor that allows them to survive in the wild. Main idea number 2. Honey bees have evolved a complex system of communication that allows them to communicate with each other and coordinate their activities. This communication system includes a variety of behaviors, such as dancing, buzzing, and pheromone release. Main idea number 3. Honey bees have a division of labor that allows them to specialize in different tasks. This division of labor includes foragers, nurses, and guards, all of which are essential for the colony's survival. Main idea number 4. Honey bees have a complex social structure that is based on a hierarchical system of dominance and subordination. This social structure is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to cooperate and thrive. Main idea number 5. Honey bees have a complex mating system that involves multiple queens and drones. This mating system ensures that the colony is able to reproduce and survive in the wild. Main idea number 6. Honey bees have a complex system of nest defense that includes a variety of behaviors, such as alarm pheromones, stinging, and swarming. This system of defense is essential for the colony's survival. Main idea number 7. Honey bees have a complex system of foraging that allows them to find food sources and bring them back to the colony. This system of foraging is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 8. Honeybees have a complex system of navigation. Honeybees have a complex system of navigation that allows them to find their way back to the colony. This system of navigation is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 9. Honeybees have a complex system of disease prevention. Honeybees have a complex system of disease prevention that includes behaviors such as grooming and hygienic behavior. This system of disease prevention is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 10. Honeybees have a complex system of colony relocation. Honeybees have a complex system of colony relocation that allows them to move their colony to a new location when necessary. This system of relocation is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 11. Honeybees have a complex system of colony reproduction. Honeybees have a complex system of colony reproduction that allows them to reproduce and create new colonies. This system of reproduction is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 12. Honeybees have a complex system of colony organization. Honeybees have a complex system of colony organization that allows them to organize their activities and coordinate their efforts. This system of organization is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 13. Honeybees have a complex system of colony defense. Honeybees have a complex system of colony defense that includes behaviors such as alarm pheromones, stinging, and swarming. This system of defense is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 14. Honeybees have a complex system of colony expansion. Honeybees have a complex system of colony expansion that allows them to expand their colony and increase their population. This system of expansion is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 15. Honeybees have a complex system of colony division. Honeybees have a complex system of colony division that allows them to divide their colony into multiple smaller colonies. This system of division is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 16. Honeybees have a complex system of colony integration. Honeybees have a complex system of colony integration that allows them to integrate new colonies into their existing colony. This system of integration is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 17. Honeybees have a complex system of colony communication. Honeybees have a complex system of colony communication that allows them to communicate with each other and coordinate their activities. This system of communication is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 18. Honeybees have a complex system of colony recognition. Honeybees have a complex system of colony recognition that allows them to recognize other colonies and differentiate between them. This system of recognition is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 19. Honeybees have a complex system of colony memory. Honeybees have a complex system of colony memory that allows them to remember the location of food sources and other important information. This system of memory is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main idea number 20. Honeybees have a complex system of colony adaptation. Honeybees have a complex system of colony adaptation that allows them to adapt to their environment and survive in changing conditions. This system of adaptation is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Honeybees are highly social insects that live in colonies and cooperate to survive and thrive. They have evolved a complex system of communication, which includes the use of pheromones, dances, and other signals to communicate with each other. This allows them to divide labor among members of the colony so that tasks such as foraging for food or caring for young can be efficiently completed. The honeybee colony is organized into 3 distinct castes: queens, drones, and workers. The queen is responsible for laying eggs while the drones fertilize her eggs. The worker bees perform all other duties within the hive, including gathering nectar from flowers, building wax comb structures inside the hive, cleaning out old cells filled with honey or pollen stores, defending against predators like wasps or ants, and caring for larvae. In addition to their division of labor within the hive itself, honeybees also work together when they go out on scouting missions looking for new sources of food or nesting sites. Scouts will fly around searching until they find a suitable location, then return back to their home hive where they will do a waggle dance, communicating information about what they found back to their fellow workers. Main idea number 2. Honeybees have evolved a complex system of communication that allows them to communicate with each other and coordinate their activities. This communication system includes a variety of behaviors, such as dancing, buzzing, and pheromone release. Through these behaviors, honeybees can share information about food sources or potential threats in the environment. They also use this communication system to establish social hierarchies within the hive. The dance language is perhaps the most well-known form of bee communication. When foraging for food, worker bees will perform a waggle dance upon returning to the hive, which conveys information about where they found food and how far away it is from the hive. The angle and duration of the waggle indicate direction, while intensity indicates distance. In addition to dancing, honeybees also produce sounds known as buzzes, which are used to alert other members of their colony when there is danger nearby or when they need help defending against predators. Pheromones are another important part of bee communication. These chemical signals allow them to recognize one another and identify members of their own species. Main idea number 3. Honeybees have a division of labor that allows them to specialize in different tasks. This division of labor includes foragers, nurses, and guards, all of which are essential for the colony's survival. Foragers are responsible for collecting nectar and pollen from flowers to bring back to the hive. Nurses take care of the larvae by feeding them royal jelly and cleaning their cells. Guards protect the entrance to the hive from predators or intruders. The queen bee is also an important part of this system, as she lays eggs that will become new members of the colony. The workers then feed these larvae until they reach adulthood and can begin performing their own duties within the hive. By having each bee specialize in its own task, honey bees are able to work together efficiently and ensure that their colony remains healthy. Main idea number 4. Honey bees have a complex social structure that is based on a hierarchical system of dominance and subordination. This hierarchy is essential for the colony's survival, as it allows them to cooperate and thrive in their environment. The queen bee is at the top of this hierarchy, followed by drones, male bees, and workers, female bees. Each type of bee has its own role within the hive. Queens lay eggs, drones mate with new queens, and workers collect food, build comb cells, clean the hive, feed larvae, guard against intruders, cool or warm the hive depending on temperature changes outside. The worker bees also communicate with each other through a series of dances, which tell other members where to find food sources or potential threats. This communication helps ensure that all members are aware of what's going on in their environment so they can act accordingly. In addition to these roles within the hive itself, there are also external tasks such as pollinating flowers, which help keep plants alive. Overall, honeybees have an incredibly intricate social structure that enables them to survive in their natural environment while providing us with many benefits such as honey production and pollination services. Main idea number 5. Honeybees have a complex mating system that involves multiple queens and drones. This system ensures that the colony is able to reproduce and survive in the wild. The queen bee is responsible for laying eggs, while the drones are responsible for fertilizing them. When a new queen emerges from her cell, she will mate with several drones before returning to her hive. During this process, she collects sperm from each drone, which allows her to produce offspring with different genetic combinations. The mating process also helps ensure that colonies remain healthy by preventing inbreeding between related individuals. By having multiple queens and drones within a single colony, it increases the chances of finding unrelated mates who can bring fresh genes into the population. This helps keep populations genetically diverse and better equipped to adapt to changing environmental conditions. In addition, Honey bees use their complex mating system as an effective defense against predators such as wasps or other insects looking for food sources or nesting sites within their hives. By having multiple queens and drones present at any given time, they can quickly swarm potential threats away from their home. Main idea number 6. Honey bees have a complex system of nest defense that is essential for the colony's survival. This system includes a variety of behaviors, such as alarm pheromones, stinging, and swarming. Alarm pheromones are released by guard bees when they detect an intruder or threat to the hive. These chemicals alert other members of the colony to danger and can cause them to become more aggressive in defending their home. Stinging is another form of defense used by honey bees. Worker bees will sting intruders if necessary in order to protect their hive from harm. Swarming is also part of honeybee nest defense behavior. When a colony becomes too large for its current location, some workers will leave with the queen in search for a new place to build their home. This helps ensure that there are enough resources available for all members of the colony while also providing protection against predators who may be attracted to larger colonies. The complexity and effectiveness of these defensive strategies demonstrate how important it is for honeybee colonies to remain safe from threats both inside and outside their hives. By understanding this intricate system, we can better appreciate why honeybees are so successful at surviving in nature. Main idea number 7. Honeybees have a complex system of foraging that allows them to find food sources and bring them back to the colony. This system is based on communication between individual bees, as well as collective decision-making within the hive. When a bee finds a new source of food, it will return to the hive and perform a waggle dance, which communicates information about the location of the food source. Other bees in the hive can then use this information to locate and collect from that same source. The honey bee's foraging behavior also involves scouting trips where individual bees search out potential sources of nectar or pollen before returning with their findings. The scouts then communicate their discoveries through another type of waggle dance, allowing other members of the colony to decide whether or not they should visit those sites themselves. This complex system is essential for the survival and success of honeybee colonies, as it ensures that they are able to access enough resources throughout different seasons and times when food may be scarce. Without this intricate process, many colonies would struggle or even fail due to lack of sustenance. Main idea number 8. Honey bees have a complex system of navigation that allows them to find their way back to the colony. This system is based on a combination of visual landmarks, odors, and the sun's position in the sky. Honey bees use these cues to orient themselves and determine which direction they need to fly in order to return home. When foraging for food, honey bees will often take multiple trips away from the hive before returning with nectar or pollen. During each trip, they must remember where they are going and how far away it is so that they can make their way back without getting lost. To do this, honey bees rely on an internal map made up of memories of past experiences as well as information gathered during their current flight. The ability to navigate effectively is essential for any bee colony's survival since it ensures that workers can bring food back efficiently while avoiding predators along the way. Without this skill, colonies would not be able to thrive and survive over time. Main idea number 9. Honey bees have a complex system of disease prevention that includes behaviors such as grooming and hygienic behavior. This system is essential for the colony's survival, allowing them to thrive in their environment. Grooming involves removing debris from the body surface, while hygienic behavior involves detecting and removing diseased or dead brood from the hive. These behaviors help keep diseases at bay by reducing contact with potential pathogens. The honeybee also has an immune system which helps protect it against infection. The bee produces antimicrobial peptides which are released into its hemolymph, the insect equivalent of blood, when it detects a pathogen. These peptides can kill bacteria, fungi, and viruses before they cause harm to the bee or its colony. In addition to these physical defenses, honeybees also use social immunity strategies to prevent disease spread within their colonies. For example, worker bees will remove sick individuals from the hive so that they do not infect other members of the colony. Overall, honeybees have developed an impressive array of mechanisms for preventing disease transmission within their colonies, all of which contribute to their success as one of nature's most successful species. Main idea number 10. Honey bees have a complex system of colony relocation that allows them to move their colony to a new location when necessary. This system is essential for the survival and success of the honey bee colony, as it enables them to find better sources of food or escape from predators. The process begins with scout bees searching for potential sites in which they can relocate their hive. Once they have identified an appropriate site, these scouts will return to the original hive and perform a waggle dance that communicates information about the new site's location and quality. If enough other worker bees agree with this assessment, then they will begin packing up all of the resources needed for relocation. The actual moving process involves many different steps, including collecting nectar and pollen stores, constructing wax combs at both locations, transferring larvae between hives, transporting adult workers back and forth between hives until all are moved over, and finally sealing off any remaining entrances into the old hive so no stragglers remain behind. This complex system has allowed honeybee colonies to survive in diverse environments around the world by allowing them to quickly adapt when conditions become unfavorable or dangerous. It also helps ensure that each generation of honeybees is able to take advantage of newly available resources without having to start from scratch every time. Main idea number 11. Honeybees have a complex system of colony reproduction that allows them to reproduce and create new colonies. This system is essential for the colony's survival, as it ensures that the species can continue to thrive in their environment. The process begins when a queen bee leaves her original hive with some of her workers and finds an appropriate place to start a new one. She then lays eggs in this new location, which will become the foundation of the next generation of honey bees. The queen bee also produces pheromones that attract other worker bees from nearby hives who come to help build up the new nest. These workers bring food back from their own hives, helping feed and nurture the young larvae until they are ready to emerge as adult bees. Once these adults emerge, they take on different roles within the colony, such as foragers or guards, depending on what is needed at any given time. This cycle continues throughout each season until winter arrives and all activity ceases while temperatures drop below freezing. In springtime, however, activity resumes again with more queens leaving their old nests in search of suitable places for starting anew. Main idea number 12. Honey bees have a complex system of colony organization that allows them to organize their activities and coordinate their efforts. This system is based on the division of labor among different types of bees, with each type having its own specific role in the colony. The queen bee is responsible for laying eggs and producing new workers, while drones are responsible for mating with queens from other colonies. Worker bees perform many tasks such as gathering nectar and pollen, building wax comb cells, feeding larvae, cleaning the hive, defending against predators, and more. The honey bee's social structure also plays an important role in its success. Honey bees live in large groups called colonies, which can contain up to 50,000 individuals. Each individual has a specific job within the colony, which helps ensure that all tasks are completed efficiently and effectively. For example, worker bees will take turns performing different roles such as foraging or nursing young larvae. This complex system of organization is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive by ensuring that resources are used efficiently and waste is minimized. It also enables honeybees to respond quickly to changes in their environment so they can survive even when conditions become difficult. Main idea number 13. Honey bees have a complex system of colony defense that is essential for their survival. This system includes behaviors such as alarm pheromones, stinging, and swarming. Alarm pheromones are released by guard bees when they detect danger in the vicinity of the hive. These chemicals alert other members of the colony to potential threats and can cause them to become more aggressive towards intruders. Stinging is another form of defense used by honey bees. When an intruder enters the hive or gets too close to it, worker bees will sting them in order to drive them away from the area. Swarming is also a defensive behavior used by honeybee colonies, when there is an imminent threat, some members of the colony will leave with a new queen and establish a new home elsewhere. These behaviors are all part of what makes honeybee colonies so successful at defending themselves against predators and other dangers. By understanding how these defenses work, we can better protect our own hives from harm. Main idea number 14. Honeybees have a complex system of colony expansion that allows them to expand their colony and increase their population. This system is essential for the survival of the colony, as it enables them to thrive in different environments. The process begins with swarming, which occurs when a large number of worker bees leave an existing hive and form a new one elsewhere. During this time, scout bees search for suitable nesting sites such as hollow trees or cavities in walls. Once they find an appropriate location, they return to the swarm and communicate its location through dances. The next step involves establishing a new home by constructing wax combs within the chosen cavity. These combs are used to store honey and pollen while also providing space for eggs laid by queen bee. As more workers join the newly formed hive, they help build up food stores so that there is enough sustenance available during winter months when flowers are not blooming. Finally, once established in their new home, honeybees can begin reproducing rapidly due to their efficient division of labor among workers who take on specific tasks such as gathering nectar from flowers or caring for larvae. This complex system of colony expansion has enabled honeybees to survive and thrive throughout history despite changing environmental conditions. Main idea number 15. Honeybees have a complex system of colony division that allows them to divide their colony into multiple smaller colonies. This system of division is essential for the colony's survival and allows them to thrive. The process begins when a queen bee leaves her original hive with some worker bees in search of a new home. Once they find an appropriate location, the queen will lay eggs and begin building up the population of her new hive. As this happens, other workers from the original hive may join in as well. The newly formed colony then divides itself into two distinct groups. One group remains at the original site while another moves off to establish its own separate nest elsewhere. This process can be repeated several times until there are many small colonies all living independently but still connected by their shared ancestry. This type of social organization has enabled honeybees to survive in diverse environments around the world and has allowed them to become one of nature's most successful species. By dividing themselves into multiple smaller colonies, honeybees are able to better protect themselves against predators, disease, and environmental changes. Main idea number 16. Honeybees have a complex system of colony integration that allows them to integrate new colonies into their existing colony. This system is essential for the survival and success of the honeybee colony, as it enables them to share resources, protect themselves from predators, and maintain a healthy population size. The process begins with scouts searching for suitable nesting sites in which they can establish a new hive. Once they find an appropriate location, these scouts will return to their original hive and communicate its location through a waggle dance, essentially a series of movements that indicate direction and distance relative to the sun. The other members of the original hive then fly out in search of this new site where they will form what is known as an outswarm, essentially half of the original hive leaving behind some workers who remain at home while others go off in search of food or build up stores within the newly established nest. After several days or weeks, when enough resources have been gathered by both groups, they come together again at one central location where all members are reunited. This process ensures that each member has access to sufficient resources while also allowing for genetic diversity among different hives since not all individuals leave during swarming events. Additionally, it helps prevent overcrowding within any single nest by allowing excess populations to disperse elsewhere if necessary. Main idea number 17. Honeybees have a complex system of colony communication that allows them to communicate with each other and coordinate their activities. This system is based on the use of pheromones, which are chemical signals released by individual bees that can be detected by other members of the colony. These pheromones allow for information about food sources, nest sites, and potential threats to be shared among all members of the hive. The most important type of communication within a honeybee colony is known as trophallaxis, or food exchange. During this process, worker bees will share food from one bee to another in order to ensure that all members receive adequate nutrition. In addition, they also use trophallaxis as a way to spread information about new resources or dangers throughout the hive. Another form of communication used by honey bees is called dancing or waggle dancing. This behavior involves an individual bee performing a figure-eight pattern while releasing specific scents into the air in order to inform other workers where they should go foraging for nectar and pollen. Finally, honey bees also communicate through sound vibrations known as stridulation. By rubbing their wings together at different frequencies and intensities, they can send out messages warning others about potential danger or alerting them when there is something exciting happening nearby. Main idea number 18. Honey bees have a complex system of colony recognition that allows them to recognize other colonies and differentiate between them. This system is based on the chemical composition of the pheromones released by each bee, which are unique to their own colony. By recognizing these pheromones, honey bees can identify members of their own colony and distinguish it from others. This system of recognition is essential for the survival of the hive as it helps protect against predators or parasites that may try to infiltrate or attack the hive. It also helps ensure that resources such as food sources are not shared with other colonies, allowing each one to thrive independently. The ability for honey bees to recognize different colonies has been studied extensively in recent years and has revealed fascinating insights into how they interact with one another in nature. Through this research, we have gained a better understanding of how important this behavior is for maintaining healthy hives. Main idea number 19. Honey bees have a complex system of colony memory that allows them to remember the location of food sources and other important information. This system is essential for the survival of the colony, as it enables them to find resources quickly and efficiently. The honeybees' ability to store memories in their collective consciousness is remarkable. They can recall details such as where flowers are located, how far away they are from the hive, and even which flowers produce nectar with higher sugar content. The way this memory works is fascinating. When a scout bee finds a new source of food or water, she will return to her hive and perform an elaborate dance known as the waggle dance. During this dance, she communicates information about the direction and distance of her discovery by shaking her body in specific patterns. Other bees then follow these directions until they reach their destination. This incredible form of communication has enabled honey bees to survive for thousands of years despite changing environmental conditions. By relying on their collective memory, colonies can adapt quickly to changes in their environment while still maintaining efficient resource gathering habits. Main idea number 20. Honey bees have a complex system of colony adaptation that allows them to survive in changing conditions. This system is based on the division of labor among different types of bees, with each type having its own specialized role within the hive. For example, worker bees are responsible for gathering nectar and pollen from flowers, while drones are tasked with mating with queens from other colonies. The queen bee is responsible for laying eggs and maintaining the health of the colony. The honey bee's ability to adapt to their environment also includes behaviors such as swarming and absconding. Swarming occurs when a large number of worker bees leave an existing hive in search of a new home. This behavior helps ensure that there will be enough space for all members of the colony. Absconding occurs when a smaller group leaves an existing hive due to unfavorable environmental conditions or lack of resources. This behavior helps protect the remaining members from potential danger. Overall, honeybee colonies rely heavily on their adaptive capabilities in order to survive and thrive in changing environments. By understanding how these adaptations work, we can better understand how they contribute to honeybee populations around the world. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.